Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every dad is sexy on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. So enjoy your Sunday, boys. But today, we honor the smokiest of the smoke shows. And if you are a man with kids who wants to know what to do to bring the ladies of the greater Rochester area right to you?
Yeah.
Well, now you'll know what it takes.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. It's been over 3 weeks of submissions and voting.
Mm-hmm.
Over 60 dads, Tommy.
It's a pile of papas.
That's right. They looked in the mirror and they thought, no dad is sexier than the one I'm looking at. Thousands of you went to WCMF.com and voted.
Mm.
And today, after all the blood, sweat, tears, Miller High Lifes, we know who Rochester's sexiest dad is.
Fantastic.
Are we all ready to find out?
Yes.
Kimmy?
Yep.
Drum roll, please. Quick, stop. What? That's the best drum roll we have?
Yeah, it's actually the only drum roll we have.
Like we're a professional radio station. Sounds like guys hitting a tin can. All right, I'm sorry. Can we start over? Thank you. There's not supposed to be a symbol at the end.
A rim shot?
This is what you asked for.
Your 2025 WCMF sexiest dad is...
Yeah?
Sexy Gary!
He pulled it out.
He did it!
Wow. Third time's a charm.
He did it!
He came through with the votes this time around.
Now you can let yourself go.
And joining us here in the break room, the sexiest dad in all the land, please welcome Sexy Gary. Hey, Gary, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What a peach.
All right. Now, Gary, now for those not familiar, Sexy Gary, who is, I mean, the guy's sexy.
Yeah.
You can't argue. How old are you, Gary?
60. Go on. Same day as your, I went to school with your dad. You know that.
Yeah, no, but I see my dad, and that's why I keep having to ask, how old are you? Because you are in great shape. All right. So.
Yeah, I'm 61 this year.
For those who are unaware, the last couple of years, Gary has placed in the top three. He came in second place last year, and it was always just by a hair.
Yeah,
right there, and Gary couldn't pull it out. And Gary, not only super good-looking, amazing story, kind man. We talked to him last year. Everybody fell in love with Sexy Gary. Gary, I need honesty because we're an honest show. The years that you were close and couldn't pull it out, I mean, was it disappointment? Was it sadness? Were you? Did you want to plot revenge against the people of the greater Rochester area?
No, it's a contest. You know, I tried. And you obviously know that it has to do with a lot of people that vote for you. So I appreciate everybody that voted for me. So that was part of it, obviously. So that was great.
Okay, so for those who didn't see Sexy Gary's picture, let me try and break it down.
Yeah.
He's in blue jeans and boots, no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is shredded. He's got a cowboy hat pulled down,
mm-hmm.
sunglasses. He looks like Dale Earnhardt if he worked out.
Yeah.
Okay. He is leaning on a bright yellow dirt bike, which itself is leaning on a wooden fence next to a pond out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, Rochester wants to know, did you take that photo, pay for it to be done, for this contest?
So I dedicate that picture to my wife who died of brain cancer a couple of years ago. She was the person that took that picture.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, Pam. Pam is my wife.
Man, I mean, well, look, I got to be honest with you. And again, you know, we had talked last year about what you went through and how sad it is. But in that moment, she must have been just like, damn, look at what I got here. Look at that big old hunk of beef.
You were her muse.
Yeah, seriously. All right, Gary, before I let you go, there are men that have been asking us, at your age, what do you do to keep yourself in such good shape?
Well, I do work out at the gym, you know, during the day, and then I play soccer. I play a lot of sports, but mostly I own a big yard, and, you know, I've been retired since my wife passed away, and I work out in the yard. I grow pumpkins.
Oh, like, yeah.
And, pumpkin Gary. Yeah.
So, pumpkin Gary, and, you know, a lot of other things. I skateboard. I used to have a skateboard.
Wait, you skateboard?
Of course he does.
I love Gary. Yeah. Gary's the greatest guy in the world.
No, I still skateboard. The Grease just opened up a park, and you know, the city has a park there. I used to own a skateboard park.
You owned a skateboard park?
Yeah, it was next to Charlotte Appliance 2 years. It was about 10 years ago. It's called Extreme Sports Park, and had the you know bikes, like BMX bikes, and.
And you did all that stuff, as a 50-year-old man.
I do still, yeah. I just was skateboarding the other day at Grease a couple of weeks ago.
Gary, you are the most interesting man in the world.
I know.
And to that title, you can also add Rochester's sexiest dad. Gary, congratulations.
Go out and have some fun tonight.
You earned it, buddy. Listen, here, I'm going to put you on hold. Kimmy's just going to talk to you real quick to let you know how everything moves forward, because you will be the new owner of a $500 watch from our friends at Heritage Jewelers. Congratulations, Gary.
All right. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. That's awesome.
Gary, take care, buddy. Thanks for jumping back in this year. We appreciate it.
All right. Kimmy's number one, too.
Wait, what the hell, man? I just complimented. Shut up, Gary. Bye, Gary. All right. We got
you
Gary.
Know what pisses me off, too?
What's that?
On top of all that, he's retired.
Yep.
And he's been retired for a few years.
My favorite thing about that phone call, because it just keeps getting more interesting when we talk about Gary.
Yeah.
Everything you've ever made fun of on this show, Gary does.
Right, hey, grow pumpkins.
Grow pumpkins.
Middle-aged guy on a BMX bike and skateboards.
Play soccer. And based on how he looks and what kind of guy he is, you can't make fun of him for any of it.
No, I'm jealous.
He is a far better man than you in every aspect, doing all of the things you think are lame and stupid.
But he also pisses me off, because I also know he's not going to go out and have dirty fun. He's like a good, clean guy. You know what I mean?
Well, he's going to go buy pumpkin seeds.
Right. Not like bury his face in a bunch of fun tonight.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as everything goes well at the skateboard park.
Yes.
We don't want him to bury his face anywhere.
That's the disappointing part.
So, something happened in this year's Sexiest Dad contest that has never happened
before. So, what happened?
It was the closest Sexiest Dad vote we've ever had.
Oh, really?
So, our second place sexy dad was Chad from Chi Lai. He missed number one by just a few votes.
Which one was Chad?
He was from Chi Lai.
No, is it one of the ones we looked at in our...
No, we did not talk about any in the five that we did the other day. None of them placed in the top three. By the way, our third place, Michael, who was from the city, also right there.
Oh.
But from top to bottom, there were, you know, normally we see like this wide gap you know,
people
like,
start to pull away.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a top guy, and then there's like Ben guy.
No, it was... Ben was in the top 10 2 years ago.
I know.
Let's not forget about that.
Was COVID.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the fact that all of the dads were so close this year means something.
What does it mean?
Well, remember last week we were talking and I had brought up beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Right? The idea that there is no such thing as sexy, that everyone has someone who thinks they're a really good-looking person.
Yeah.
And this year's sexiest dad may be proof of that. I'm going to throw out a theory.
Go ahead.
And I want you guys to tell me if I'm wrong. Tommy, men are into very few things sexually. What we think are sexy.
Yeah.
Asses, boobs, legs.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of?
Not really.
Okay. And there are other little things that could change how you're attracted to a woman. But on the whole, asses, boobs, legs.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, it seems different for women.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're not Kimmy.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you have two cups of coffee this morning?
I'm ready to go, bro.
He's got his shorts on.
Oh, he's got his party shorts?
Yeah.
Here comes Daddy in his party shorts. Pull out the drum roll.
It's been a little bit more movement today.
I mean, Kimmy, there are little things that women see in men physically.
Yeah. Physically, I think like women look beyond even the physical. Like they're looking for signs of other things. Like I'm even thinking in these pictures how much you could tell about a dad just from things in the background, things he was holding, things he was doing.
Okay.
I think like
they're
looking at the overall picture, not like one specific thing necessarily.
But even when it comes to just physical stuff, Kimmy, like as we talk about men are into asses, boobs, and legs. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear women talk about shoulders, calves, eyes, hair, smile,
guys,
arms.
Having a nice smile.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Butt, height, bod. There are more things specifically that women pay attention to. And I think that's a good thing for every dad.
Well, because they look deeper. We're shallow.
Well, and you can find more things to show off.
Kimmy hit it. That's why I asked Kimmy the question.
What? You can lead with more things, I guess.
Okay.
It increases the odds as a dad, as a man, that there are a few things on you that women will be attracted to. And yeah, you're not going to be sexy Gary with his washboard abs and a dirt bike to lean against and his pumpkins while he's ripping on a half pipe. But you could be tall with nice eyes and a great smile.
Okay.
That's enough for some women.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got a few too many pounds hanging off that middle of yours.
Yeah.
But the job you do every day, broaden those shoulders, and you got a great hairline.
All right.
Like, that's enough. Like, every guy, I think, has something physically about them where there is a woman that'll look at them and go, ooh, I like that.
Okay.
And that's, I think, the biggest difference between how men see women and women see men.
Mm-hmm.
Men focus more on the total package, how the parts fit together. For example, when men creepily say, I like how you're put together.
Yeah.
Where women.
Nice chassis.
We don't have as many nicknames for body parts as you guys
do. I don't think
you
have any, do you?
That's what I mean.
Wait.
Because, like, I mean, even just yesterday, like, in the creep cap, Tommy calling legs stems. Like, I've never thought of another word for
a man's legs.
Wait, you guys don't have slang for any parts of a man's body?
They don't need to.
I cannot think of a slang term we use.
They don't have dirty, degrading minds.
Yes, they do. They just don't share them with
like
them.
Like, if you have abs, you have nice abs. There's no word I have for your nice abs. You know? Like,
yeah.
Or your nice arms. I don't have a nickname for a muscular arm.
I feel like you're dropping the ball here as women.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should come up with some things.
Like, if a guy had a nice ass, you would say...
Got a nice ass.
Like, not peach? Cake?
I mean, I guess you could. I guess it could be used both ways, but I think of that more for, like, a woman than a man.
All right, can you say with confidence and enthusiasm, damn, that guy's got a lot of cake? I want to see how that sounds.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Damn, that guy's got a lot of cake.
No, I said with enthusiasm.
Damn, that guy's got a lot of cake.
Doesn't feel right. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
It doesn't.
Okay, so does it just not feel
pretty
right
watertown.
Coming out of a woman's mouth? Is
yeah.
That
they don't think that. Is that how they think? Is that how they go about their business?
Again,
like a guy will look at that and go, yeah, I'm going to put a guy will look at a picture of a chick.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting that into rotation. That's going to happen around 2 o'clock today. That's how guys think.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Women don't think like that. What do you mean goodbye? You think women go, yeah, I'm going to rub one out to that around 2 o'clock.
Yes.
No, they don't. That's not their initial reaction.
Women are thinking that.
That's your initial reaction.
If I see a good looking man in shape, like that's not my first thought.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and rub my kitten. I'm not going to go home and rub my.
No, I did.
I'm not going to go home and rub my shaved kitty.
You did this. I tried to go home.
Shave your kitty.
Yeah. I tried to go home.
You can't go home.
I'm trying to work on the creep cap over here.
No, we got plenty. body, bro.
I got more.
And here's the thing. In the defensive,
it's a long month.
Yeah, like, I've never called a man. I've never thought, like, damn, he's thick. Like, I never thought of, like, a word to describe a certain body type.
But there are women who do that. And there are women in the defense of women. Kimmy's the least sexual woman that ever existed.
Yeah, but I've never heard. I guess,
by the way, she doesn't argue with me.
No, but I'm just thinking it's pretty rare that you do hear a woman talk about a man.
It's not polite feminine talk.
No, not that they won't talk about a man's body. That's not what I'm saying. I just think there's not as we're more
refined.
No, it's not what she's saying.
No, I don't know how to put it. We just
you don't want to sound like you got a slutty mouth.
I love how he goes.
You don't want to have a slut mouth.
Not that either.
I love how he tries to help you, and then you go no, and he goes whoa, whoa, whoa.
You don't want to have a hoey slut mouth.
I can't come back from this. I'm done.
Okay.
I mean, I think we worked with her a couple times.
Lisa writes us on Instagram.
What's she saying?
Duffy at WCMF. The easiest way to get us is we're having this conversation. Kimmy claims women don't have any nicknames.
I'm just trying to think of a standard nickname for something.
Lisa says we have nicknames for your dong. Okay,
but that's just because we don't want to say penis.
But
and they don't like the C word. No, the C word on a dong.
Oh.
That one.
C-word?
They don't like the
yeah. Chicken.
The acne.
That's what I mean. Like, we're not. There are a lot of nicknames for dong that we all use, men and women, just because it's awkward to say penis.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say
because we're complimenting it. It's just another word for it.
Let's say, and I know this probably would never happen, but just for the sake of the argument, Kimmy, you want to tell your friends how great your husband's penis is.
Yeah.
Can you? If I'll be your friend, tell me what you would say. To describe, not, don't, nope. Let me try that again.
I think that.
What word would you use?
I think the word that
lonely?
You used. I think.
Come on, man.
Shut up.
See, right? She's,
come on, man.
She was all mad at me yesterday. You decided with her. And
take that one up for me. That's a, come on, boom, right there.
You got me.
I turned it into Jimmy Schubert.
Nobody knows who that is.
I think you would just say.
Even his family. What?
It's a simple thing that you would say to compliment it, because this is what every. Like what? You would just say he's very large. He's very big.
He's got a big stretcher.
No, not that.
He's got a wall rubber.
I can't. No, I can't think of
wall rubber.
He will twist your lips.
Oh my god!
So I'm doing better as a chick than you.
I don't.
He
think
gets all the way down
that.
The hall.
For God's sake,
I don't think somebody could say that to me and me not laugh out loud.
He can ring that doorbell.
No, but the fact that you have to say it with a southern accent lets me know you can't say it confidently either.
He's got himself a big old squirter.
No, not that.
Hey, Kimmy, if I were to ask you, as we started this conversation with men care about three physical attributes, boobs, ass, legs. Yeah. Women go shoulders, calves, eyes, smile, hairline. There's something.
And I think you know why you can't say he's got a nice dong.
Why?
Because that's different for everybody.
Well, your personal dong preference.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, if I said that to somebody else, they may have a different image in their mind than I have in mine.
Okay. If I were to ask you what the sexiest physical attribute of your husband is, you would tell me?
My husband looks great in baseball pants.
Okay.
Nice. So he's got a
nice peach.
Nice clipper.
Yeah.
A lot of cake.
Yeah.
Nice thrower.
How about the wheels, though?
Great wheels.
Legs.
I got you. Yeah.
Stems, pins.
Yeah.
Good stems.
So you like his ass?
Yes.
Okay. Does his ass look as good outside of baseball pants?
Yeah.
Like his raw ass.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, no, I'll ask. Like,
his bare raw ass.
Like, you know, men, no matter how long you've been with your wife, girlfriend, whatever, when she walks by naked, you got to fight the urge to go, damn! Do you catch yourself staring at your husband's ass when he walks by naked?
Yeah, but I also think he flexes, too. He does it on purpose.
His flexes.
Yeah, he walks very funny knowing that he's flexing.
He's working the chocolate clipper.
He's like a gorilla trying to get out of the rain. By the way, I do want to say,
like, he'll check himself out in the mirror as he's going by.
Don't kill the guy.
Well, no, I mean, he's working for it.
I know,
but
you don't want that out there.
He puts a lot of effort into it.
I do want to say, as we discover, we find out again today, Sexy Gary, third time's the charm, the winner of our 2025 Sexiest Dad in Rochester. He is the proud new owner, will be, of a $500 watch from our friends at Heritage Jewelers. I am also very impressed with the confidence of the men in Rochester.
Oh.
Because it's not easy putting yourself out there.
No,
right?
No.
And not only did these guys do it, they did it to be voted on.
Yes.
It's not just putting a picture up. It's like, we're going to find out where you land.
A lot of exposure there.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, You guys did it. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, you're all sexy dads.
Pat's giving you all the seal of approval.
That's right. Now, good luck with those, how did you put it? Wall rubbers.
Yeah. Lip curlers.
Shut up.
We're done. Let's do more.
Do some broad squats.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.